Blog Talk Radio.
Bring it back like she lost something. Bring it back. Like
welcome, everyone. Here we are today with Live Your Dreams. Living your dreams is the key of life. I think you get more peace, serenity, understanding, knowing who you are, where you're headed. We have a great, great show on today. We have with us, we're going to speak with some newcomers that are coming aboard with us, who came aboard with us within the last 2 weeks, and one just came aboard with us just on yesterday. So we're going to be speaking with Darius Bradshaw, his manager, Nicole King, from Physique Management, and also Kiara DeLong, her manager from Life Camera in Action, Christy DeLong, and also, we're going to be speaking with Stacey, and Stacey will be aboard with us. She was on us at a previous show, and also we have, let's see here, some others are coming through now. I'm just waiting for the ones who are going to be speaking with. What we do is we have a way of screening and actually seeing the calls coming through. So we just want to say thank you so much for tuning in today. This is a show about actors and actresses, and also agents, along with models, and getting a feel of what we do on the air every day. Because our goal, and one of the things we're doing with Top Models and Talent Scout Network, is that we are providing this platform to allow one to be a part of a great, great movement in time. We're changing up the world in all dynamics. There's no other company doing it like we're doing it. We have some that are doing similar, but I'm not saying that to take anything away from any other company. What I'm saying merely is that I'm adding so much different, aspects of it, so much divisions within my company to help those get exposure. So it's always fresh, all the time, because we're constantly adding on and adding on different things. I've found two other networks that I know that are doing big things that are similar to mine, and they're not personable. Per se with the models and talent that come aboard, you go and upload a picture, you put your information on there, and basically you network accordingly. If someone actually view and like what they see, which is great, they'll contact you, or you have access to contact them. So what we're doing at an extra to that is having that one-on-one consultation, that one-on-one set you up with the best package that's going to fit your needs, and meaning that package is a plan to get exposure. Then we have Models and Talent Production, which is a platform to allow models and talent and a lot of aspects others like runway coaches, dance, as far as a dance instructor, along with, makeup artists, all of them attached to what we do and more, is because that is a platform to get where the models and talent and all to get bookings. And my whole vision is that this is a platform to allow everyone to connect. It's not just one aspect, work with models only or work with talents only. Our goal is to work with all the above, all that wants to be definitely seen, heard. We want to be there and be in your corner because we are your biggest fan. We are your biggest fan. So on today, may I ask the caller, are you there? Anyone there? You want to tune? Say hello?
Hi there. How you doing, Ms. Darlene?
Hey. Hi, Nicole. You doing all right?
Yes, ma'am. I'm doing fine. Yourself?
Okay. Just fine. So I do know that Darius is doing big, big things. And what we're going to do is once we get everybody on, we're going to talk a little bit more about what he's doing. And I'm going to ask the next caller here and state your name and who you are.
Hi, Ms. Darlene. My name is Ecclesiastes Barnes.
Yes, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. So I know just recently you joined Top Models and Talent Scout Network and also M&T Production, and you got a big day today coming ahead of you. Not only this conversation we're having now, but you're going to an open call. How about that?
Yes, ma'am. It'll be my first one, and I'm excited.
Yay. Oh, great. Yes. So, Nicole, is Derek going to be on board with us today?
No, he's not. He had to go to work. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. But you know what? It's all good because the manager, who knows the actor or model better but the manager? How about that?
Yes,
So we'll definitely get him back on at another time and whatnot, showcasing him. Yes. So now I do know I want to say on today we I'm waiting for Christy to come aboard also with Kiara. She's doing actually commercial is going to be actually on doing Super Bowl Day. So I want to hear more from them when they get on. We have Stacy out of New York. He'll be calling in, but we're gonna go ahead and dive in, and I'm gonna let everybody know what's going on with Top Models and Talent. Top Models and Talent is happening today. Is the finale. And the finale is where three models have won over the past, you know, the past 3 weeks. We do day one, day two, and day three. Like, so every Saturday be like a different contest starting. Well, whoever wins at the top of the month, they go into the finale area. Who wins the second, third? And then at the end, it becomes finale, which whoever wins will be the face of our company. Not only they will be the face, they'll be on the magazine cover, which give them super, super exposure. Top Models and Talent Scout Network is actually for the magazine TM and TSN. It's been around for almost, we would say, almost a year and some months where it's growing leap and bounds. People love it. People, they want to be a part of it. We are constantly getting information. At one time, we used to, you know, get leads and, you know, contact ones to be in the magazine. Now we are, like, you know, getting them where they're coming to us. And what's happening with it is that our magazine, you know, we were putting out like 120 pages out per magazine. So what we are going to do is that to give everyone a chance to be in it, like in a timely manner, we're going to do like 60 pages. So we're so, so excited to have that platform. So all the ones who want to be in our contest, go to Infinity Powerhouse, sign up. You can be a non-member or you can be a member. But be a member is the best because you get a lot of great perks. Okay, so Nicole, I know with Darius coming up for his, actually things happen with Fatal Attraction. Share the latest with him and also tell about your company and what you do. Nicole?
I'm sorry.
Hello?
I'm back in Tennessee and the connection is really bad.
Yeah, I understand. That's all I was saying. To tell us about Darius. I know he's going to be coming up on TV1 with Infallible Attraction, some other things he got going on. Then he have a watch party, of course, coming up for that. So share with the listeners and our guests about that and tell about what you do with your business.
Yes, ma'am. That's why I'm back home now here in Tennessee. Is why that connection is really, really bad. I'm back home now setting up details for his watch party he's going to be having here in Jackson, Tennessee on February the 8th. That is the night of the premiere of Fatal Attraction, where he will be the lead role starring as Stanley Cole. That is one project that we're working on at this moment. And he's also in another film, indie film, Stealth. I can't give you too much details about it. I can just tell you it's a love drama, and he ends up doing some things that, you know, he can go to jail for. So, and that's going to premiere on February the 28th. So he's going to be doing that. He's got some other projects he's going to be working in. He's going to be a lead role in the upcoming. They're going to remake the Morris Ford Lynch Bridge hanging and shooting. That's where they shot four people there and hung them over the bridge, you know, back in 1940-something. So they're remaking of that, and he's going to be there in that. And then he's going to do also another project that's going to start filming here in April. It's called The Ungodly Pastor. So he's got his hands full here in projects, and then he's going to be in several runway shows. The Fashionology of Mercedes Benz, he will be in there.
Yes.
And then he's going to be in The Good Life, also a fashion show.
Wow. So you know what that is? This leads me. Yeah. I'm sorry. And you were saying?
No, go ahead.
Yeah. And that leads me to just letting everybody know how we are all connected. We've been connecting, and we didn't meet Nicole, like, you know, so through Facebook, it would be a great chance that we would meet definitely at one of those definitely shows, because our media team is going to be there covering it. So how exciting is that? So, you know, being connected the way we are, already there's a format where everyone will be able to, you know, come over and talk during that time and just earlier on of the that day or either later. So we're going to be there. So I'm super excited for all the things he's doing. I can't wait to meet him. Yes. So I do know that Christy, are you here yet?
I am on the line. How are you guys today?
Hi, Christy. How you doing?
Good. How's everybody else doing?
Yes. So everybody is on today. I know we should have everybody on now. Everybody, let's just go ahead and give your names so everybody know who's on. So I know Nicole just spoke. Christy is on. Who else is on with us?
This is Ecclesiastes.
Okay, tell us what you do.
I play volleyball and I run track for E. Smith High School in Fayetteville, North Carolina. I'm a junior there. So.
Yeah. And she just actually recently signed up with our network, so she is going to our first open call today.
Yes.
Yeah. I wanted her to come. I wanted her to come on so she can get a feel of what's to come with the show and everything. So I'm super excited. Is Kinsey there? Kinsey? KJ?
Yes, Kinsey's here.
Hi, Kinsey. Go ahead and share with listeners what. Yeah. Now, Kinsey, she just joined yesterday. She's going to open calls today. So how about that? So share with the listeners what you want to do and what you want our company to do for you in regards.
I am a motivational speaker and a fashion, up-and-coming fashion designer. So, you know, I'm looking for network exposure, and I'm going to be going to my first open call for modeling, doing a little bit of modeling.
Yes. So giving her some insights, one of the things I've shared, get her face out there. Show others, you know, that you can be versatile and do all things and then open up doors for other things. So she's going to be doing some hosting with me also. And she's going to be, you know, just in the mode where give her some models for our spokesperson and do a lot of stuff to give her, you know, the experience and even more things that she can put out there and use too as well. So thank you for tuning in, Kinsey. So anyone else on board with us? I know that we were having incapacity. We weren't able to screen everybody in. So if I'm missing anybody, let me know. Eric, are you there? Okay, Eric not here yet. Okay, so on today, the goal in everything, I'm sorry, Stacy, is you there? Okay, Stacy's not there. Okay, so everyone, just understanding that this platform is to allow for us to put this out even in the exposure mode for media, social media. I was telling someone on yesterday how it works. We have close to 2,000 listeners, like we call it like raw listeners, but when it goes out into the network, Christy, Nicole, you know, everyone that's listening and tuning in, once it hits the sound wave, social media, what it does is it adds each person. I'm sorry, whoever is on the call, we get in background. You can put it on mute. Put your call on mute if you don't mind. And then what happens is it hits each area where one listener that listens may have 5,000 friends. So every time you time in that time, how many friends that may be that they have. So this range, we in the millions of listeners. So God is really great. So that was brought to my attention on how you would actually add up all the dynamics, how statistics reports come about. So I'm grateful for where I was talking about, well, we have 2,000. They said, no, you have more than that because it opens up a range bigger than that. So I just want to thank God for that. So that's giving us even more exposure. While we talk about this, I want to bring in Myron Grace. He is a promoter of my company. He's doing big things. Me and him actually is teaming up where I'm actually looking into getting in even in a close area with him where I will share packages and different things that he will do on a bigger level at this point, also what he's doing for me, like getting you in the Star Magazine, actually getting different things lined up where his radio station reaches over 65 countries. So all the time when I'm being promoted, that's what's happening with me, and then I'm going to bring you all in and give you all an understanding of how that works also. Then Sean Garvey. Today, Tuni C. Tuli is going on my behalf, where she's going to be on People TV today, which I was invited to come, but being that a lot is going on with me today, she's going on my behalf, and she's actually is going to be filmed and they're going to show it and broadcast it at a later time while she's on the air talking about our company, IPA. So how about that? Truly good. So shout out to Sean Garvey and Myron Grace for doing big, big, big things. Okay, so Chrissy, with the actress and actors, I do know about Kiara. Is Kiara with you also?
I'm actually out in the
Oh, the phone was breaking up. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Are you, can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can hear you better now. So you said that she was...
She's not with me today. She's actually home. I'm out on the road. I had some things to do, so I'm just kind of popping in while I was on the road. So she's not with me today.
Oh, great. Great. So give us a lineup of what to expect for Super Bowl Day. I know she's doing big things, too, other than Super Bowl, but share with us the latest and then tell us about what she's doing.
Sure. The latest with her is she's got a few things going. She's got the Netflix series. She's going to be on an HBO series, and her latest is the NFL Super Bowl commercial. She'll be on there along with several other kids, none from my agency, but there was a big group that they did. It kind of reverts back to being a family tradition of football. So this is the 50th anniversary of the Super Bowl, so that's kind of how they tied the kids into it. It's going to be really exciting and fun to see how it all comes together. So that's kind of what she did. They flew her to New York for 3 days, and then the next week after that, they flew her to San Francisco, California for 3 days. So we've spent a lot of time on the road, or in the air, not on the road, traveling. So we're excited for Super Bowl to kind of see how that plays out and be able to see, you know, that's one of her, definitely one of the highlights of her career so far. So that's kind of where she's at.
Oh, awesome. So share us with you, because what the goal is to bridge the actors over. Some feel comfortable contacting you and Nicole directly. Some of them want to be bridged over. So thank you, for, you know, even talking with me the other day in reference to one of the she wants to pursue acting. She's in a lot of plays, and her name is Teresa Plummer, where she will be she was going to be on the call today, but she could not due to some other obligations she had. So share with the listeners and everyone, how can one get started into your company? And then, Nicole, I'll let you share as well.
They can find us on Facebook. We have a page on Facebook under Live Camera Action Talent. We also have a website, www.livecameraactiontalent.com. We're on Twitter and Instagram as well. Facebook and website are the easiest to contact us. They can also go through you if they, you know, if that's a point that they're more comfortable with. We can definitely do that step with, you know, between the three of us. So there's several ways to contact us and get involved with us. We've got a lot of stuff going. We've opened up some new doors just last week with castings. We're at the point now where the castings are coming to us to go out and search for them, and that's a huge plus. So, you know, we kind of started out where we had more talent than we had castings, and now we have more castings than we have. That's awesome, because that means we're growing. So we're definitely looking for new, you know, talent right now, taking everyone into consideration. We've got some big projects going on. We got about 12 to 15 auditions right now for some big projects, TV series out of Atlanta, feature film out of Atlanta. Three of our young preteen girls, 9 to 11-year-old girls, have all this past week gotten auditions for one of the Disney Channel shows that is very popular amongst the teen girls right now. So that's super exciting that we have three of those girls that are auditioning for a big Disney show. And it's for a new role for a series regular, so they would be on there several times. So that's super exciting, and we hope that one out of the three land that role.
Right. Well, that is awesome. That is awesome. And that was what it's all about. I was told some years ago, why would one go through my company when I provided the concept? And it's basically a lot of it, and it's basically what it is bridging the gap, bridging someone's over. So I'm so excited that that we're able to connect and you all within our network. So, Nicole, tell one how someone can get with your network and tell the things that you would like to share with everyone who's listening.
Well, like I said, we're just a small company. I started this about a year ago with my two children, and I basically just really thought about putting legs on it about 6 months ago. So we've kind of been pulling using my child as, like I tell everybody, trial and error. So we're hoping that if we mess up anywhere with him, we mess up with him, and we know not to go in, you know, go another route with one of the other talents. But I recently have 15 talents aboard. I have an athlete that I just signed. So hopefully you'll be hearing more about him and the upcoming things that we'll be doing with him. I'm now talking here with a Blues Hall of Famer that's going to be here in Jackson, Tennessee. I'm hoping to be able to network with her and manage her as well. So we have some upcoming projects that, you know, slowly coming, but for sure, hopefully they land through. But you can also, you know, find us on the website. And also, to get in touch with us is on the website, use the information box that is on our website at www.physiquemanagementllc.com. Or you can reach us on Facebook at Physique Management LLC or on Instagram, physique_management_LLC. And we have, like I said, a little bit of everybody on our roster. We have actors, models, singers, dancers. So we're working, networking in all avenues possible.
Awesome, awesome. So, and with that being said, everyone who's listening, we meet every Monday, and actually was on the radio show where other agencies come aboard and talk about, along with Christy and also Nicole, another young lady named Jennifer Baker, who's out of Fayetteville, and we all just come together and see how we can collaborate and connect further. And in a lot of ways, you know, just actually sung it off on, you know, giving information out that someone else may not know about, that someone may know about, and it can add to it. So it's about growing, and growth is a big thing. So I know, Clee, is your mom there near you?
Yes, ma'am. She's right here.
So, Mom, I know it's exciting. We just met like 2 days, well, not 2 days ago, about 2 weeks ago, and I know that she is heavily in volleyball, and she's doing a lot of sports. And to get her into this room, I actually was at a pageant, of course, and met you all there, and I said, she needs to, definitely, y'all need to come talk to me. So y'all did. And this is where we at today. So just share with listeners about being a mom, even in the sports arena, versus what is about ahead for your daughter.
Well, thanks, Darlene, for having Clee. I just think that what you guys are doing will give those kids who have the talent an opportunity to have it actualized. You know, a lot of them have this talent, but they feel like they have nowhere to go with it. And so for Clee, being and she does volleyball and she does track, and so she's basically an athlete all year long. When she had just started high school, she did some acting through forensics, but she wasn't able to continue that because of her hectic schedule. So for us, this gives us an opportunity to still be able to participate in those things because we can do it based on our availability. And so we appreciate that you are working with her. And then I also look at the fact that you're exposing her and she can develop poise and more self-confidence and things of that nature, giving her a platform, I guess, to, yeah, you know, develop more poise and confidence through her, you know, her teen year. So that was thrilling and exciting. So that's what I'm excited about.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, and I appreciate that. Just such a delight to talk with and be around, you know, just working with her on yesterday. And then just looking at it, you know, just all of this is about where someone can look back on their life and say, wow, this is a part of my life. And it takes you and moves with you as you grow and, you know, just go through life. So I'm definitely grateful for all. So now when we speak of, I know, Kinsey, you're on the phone. Kinsey?
Yes, I'm here.
So you actually, now where we met through some friends some months ago, and I told you some months ago, I said, you need to be a model. I saw you because you all, she's standing at 6'4". So I said, she don't even need no heels on, but she's going to have to put some on. So she's going to be, by the time we finish, she's going to be at 6'6". But it's all good because you know what? Yeah, so such a delight. And just when she came to me, it was telling me, sharing all the things she wanted to do. And that's one thing I love about what God has given to me is that an open range. It's not about just working with certain or different, you know, certain areas. Motivational speaker, you want to get your face out there, guess what? We can give you exposure. But these are ways that you can do it. And so Kinsey, share with me, have you talked to your family about this yet?
I have. I shared it with my sister, of course, and she's really super excited about everything. and she's very supportive on it. So, yes, I have.
Yes. Well, that's good. So, now, I know you work with little girls, so young girls, so you want to share with the listeners about that because you got a foundation already in place.
Yes, I do. And we have a foundation called Girls Stand and Tall, and it focuses on inner beauty, empowering girls, inner beauty, life, giving them lifestyle tips and changes and really just trying to reach out to them because we understand that in today's society it is very challenging to be a young girl because they face so many different things, you know, self-esteem issues and home life issues, school issues. So my goal was to actually put it on the forefront to where they have a foundation to come to and just share, be able to express themselves and uplift them.
Right.
And
yes. And then you showed me video footage from it, and you say with that, and you put it out on social media, it just went, like, viral. Everybody was, like, basically trying to find out how can they get their daughter in it. And, you know, whatnot. So that is, yeah.
Exactly. I was very shocked with the feedback that I came, because a lot of women, a lot of mothers are saying, I want to get my daughter involved because we don't have enough organizations in our local area where our girls have somewhere to go.
Right. And so everybody knows me. Y'all already know what I came up with. I said, well, you just want to go ahead and make it. You can start off by the state, city, state, and then make it national, make it worldwide. So that's something that I would love to talk to you even further about. But great job. I'm excited to even hear more about that. But all of what you're doing now is giving your self-exposure, putting yourself out there, and just in the joining a team that is winning. We are a winning team. It's amazing, and I don't speak to brag or boast, but it's amazing how when people see you, you're consistent, that you really keep your word to what you say you're going to do. If you did something wrong or whatever, come back and we put public service announcement out and say, this is what said we were going to do, unfortunately, because of this. And people respect that. So I tell everybody, you got flavor. Everybody likes different things. They love your company, but certain things that moves them more than others. Like on our Top Models and Talent page, what moves some of the people who views it is the fashion. They don't care nothing about reading nothing. They don't want to see no models per se. Like, oh, we putting out a contest. They don't see none of that. A certain amount of them, they want to see fashion. And when we put fashion out there, you can see them coming back to the page like bam, bam, bam. So different entities of where we, you know, what we have is to keep people all interest. And by that, that's why I always tell everybody, having a fan page, that business page, give you statistic reports that you can see, and you'll know who you're touching more than others, what state is moving more than others. So it's just a great system platform. And I want to say thank you, Facebook, again, for allowing us to be in this platform. Definitely thank you. Now, I believe that we have Eric on the line. Are you there?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Eric? Eric Forgot. I'll let him introduce himself and tell us what you do.
Hey, how you guys doing? Of course, I'm Eric Forgot. I work along with Darlene. I'm a graphic designer. / maintenance man, pretty much whatever she has for me to do. We put together some furniture yesterday, and that was a
great
task. It was awesome.
We'll see if it's all back. Eric is a person, I met him at a location about 6 months ago at a Apollo. They were on the road looking for talent for the Apollo Theater in New York. And we were media there, and I met Eric. And Eric actually presented himself as a graphic designer. And as time went by, of course, we connected. So it's like anything that you do, you're going to need a graphic designer. So young ladies and also everyone else, you need them for logos. You need them for business cards. You need them for, you know, anything in reference to when it comes to comp cards. So all that is really great. So, Eric, I do know that on today you will be joining me. It's another event that I will be attending today locally in Fayetteville. It's an open call for FashionCon. We'll have a live show there, not a show on the radio, but we'll have finished where we'll videotape. We'll bring people over and talk with them at the event. So y'all will be seeing a lot of this on Facebook coming up soon after probably about 4 or 5 today. You'll see that. So I'm super excited. So everyone, Nicole, I know you. Nicole, you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So, Nicole, I know at this time, I know you have a lot going on, and our moment is about to close out. Anything else you want to share with the listeners?
No, not at this time. Oh, but yes, y'all, please look up Eric because I'm working with Eric. He's going to design my logo, and he's also going to work with me on my website. So please, 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 okay. Eric, give information where they can look you up as well.
Awesome. Thank
awesome.
You.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Yes, and not only that, Eric, you sell yourself short. You're a photographer, too.
Yeah, that's cool. That was going to be my ace in the hole right there. So, but she's got bad now. But yeah, I do that too.
Well, he is really gifted, and I thank God for allowing him to be, you know, in our lives, in our company, and just joining forces. Mm-hmm. So great, great, great. Mm-hmm. So Eric, with that being said, anything else you want to say to the listeners and everybody?
One thing I wanted to tell everyone is that one of the things I strive for is to be fair, and especially in the design business and in the art world, right, is to be fair with everyone, you know, meet everyone where they are as far as what they need and what they want and where they're trying to get to, because we're all trying to get somewhere. You know, we don't start out as millionaires, you work your way up, or we don't start out the greatest, so, and that's the position I'm in. I know I'm not the greatest, but I strive to be the best and the greatest, and sooner or later, you know, maybe I'll be up there with Picasso's and all that, but that's, you know, that's how I do things. You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, great, great, great. So, Eric, how one can find you?
Well, of course, you can always find me on Facebook, which is under my first name is Eric, last name is Pagat. You can also find me on my website. It's called 9elementdesign.com. And Instagram is Eric_Pagat. Yep, those are the big ones right there. That's where I'm constantly on, so you can find me there.
Very good. Well, thank you, Eric, for sharing. So we have Clee online, and Clee, and also Kinsey. I know that we're going to be working on your pages. I know, Kinsey, well, you can tell because I know you have some information already out there. You want to share how people can find your working with your young girls and also.
Yes. You can go to my Facebook. I'm at Girls Standing Tall. I also have a Facebook. Full Artistic Design, Official Kinsey KJ. I'm on Instagram as Official Kinsey KJ Simon. And I'm on Twitter as Girl Standing Tall.
All right. All right. And so at this point in time, Clee, I know with Facebook, I know you said there's something kind of new to you and everything like that, but your mom is available. So, I mean, how could one find you all if someone want to book you for a job today? Mom?
Well, she has a Facebook page. It's her first name, Ecclesiastes, which is spelled Ecclesiastes. Last name Barnes, Barnes. And I know she has an unofficial Instagram page, which is Cleopatra.Reigns, that's in Reigns. And most especially through you, Darlene. but we're like we said, we're working on getting things more professional and more geared to that avenue. But right now, that's her Facebook page, so you may see more volleyball and track things on there right now. But that's how you can contact her.
Okay, great, great, great. So thank you all for sharing that with the listeners and everyone on our Dash board. We are just super excited here in just knowing that this platform is great. I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. And we're just going to even grow bigger and bigger. So listeners and everyone, thank you all for tuning in. We're going to close that now. And I do know this is what I love to say at the end. And at the song of three, I want you to say, live your dream, okay? So y'all ready?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3.
Live your dream.
Yay! heaven, access heaven. I say it always like that. It's Danelle Chancellor and also Essence Shanae. So it's on Top Model Town. We also shared on Darlene, CEO Darlene Pierce page. Just click on their picture or either the link and go back to the album and just vote. And y'all can vote for each one of them and just build it up. Because I think right now Model Heaven, Actress Heaven is leading. She's like 50 likes already, and so some got like 2 or 3. So help them out if y'all can. Thank you all again. Have a great day, and thank y'all for tuning in to Live Your Dream.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.